Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Karen Bobliss, who is the owner of HR Business Solutions. Karen, for 19 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best. But please start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Karen, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
All right. Thanks so much, Paul. So glad to be here. At HR Business Solutions, we're an outsourced human resource department or HR consulting business. So we primarily work with smaller businesses and really help them stay up to date on all of the compliance issues, but then really dive in and help them become more competitive by developing their employees, taking a real good hard look at it, and also looking at their business practices, you know, what's going on in their industry. I have decades of experience in human resources. Actually started out when it was the personnel department, which was primarily administrative, and has evolved from there. I've worked in several different industries. I started out in a hospital. I've worked for service organizations, high tech, post-production, and then most recently I worked at an aerospace manufacturing company. So one of the points that I wanted to bring out was remaining relevant. So remaining relevant in your career, but then again, also understanding your industry. So with all those different industries, you know, there's different requirements there. If you can think of aerospace manufacturing, quality is, you know, a huge factor in that, because you don't want any tiny little part that you make or a clamp to fail and then the aircraft, you know, go under. So you really need to, you know, like I said, remain relevant in your career. So as things change and evolve, right now, human resources, you know, can be called talent management, but the big focus there is really becoming a business partner, understanding the business and providing stats and data to make those key business decisions with that. So that's one. So that's a career development, but then also the industry, like I mentioned. And then also, it's super, super important to know the business. You know, what are the challenges within the business? And, you know, how do you do that? I would say meet with people in other areas and departments. You can do it one-on-one and just say, hey, tell me about your day. You know, a typical day, what are some of your challenges? And then really listen and try and help them problem solve if there's a issue of problem solving. What I have found to be the most beneficial is inviting myself to meetings. And, you know, these people are in the meetings, but they're the same people that are there, and it's going over and over and over the things. And you come in with completely different perspective, and you don't have to be the knowledge expert in it. I've, you know, looked at things in here, and I go, sounds like you have a single point of failure in this one person who does so much. How can we, you know, share his knowledge, his her knowledge, or what are we doing to develop people, you know, in time? So if that person, you know, or when that person is no longer with the company, you know, for whatever reason. And I really want to stress, you know, the different perspective piece of it, because I know a lot of people will hesitate and say, well, I don't know engineering, I don't know marketing, I don't know how they work together, but that's the way you learn how they work together. And that's how you can really, you know, provide that information or perspective, but then you can also learn the business and grow your business acumen as well. And the other really is huge is to be curious. Okay, as a leader, if somebody comes and tells you, or you get in a suggestion box, you know, that they want number two pencils with erasers, you know, don't trivialize that, you know, find out the reason why. It could be that that's the best way of doing something the way they're currently doing something. And then you can look at the issue and then just say, oh, we need some more efficiencies here. You know, what's going on? And then you can work through that. And the other is really seek to understand. You know, try and understand the other person's perspective. You know, the information they have may not be the information that you have. And if you come together, you know, under trying to understand with it, then both are going to be, you know, rewarded understanding and knowing more about the other's area of expertise or their perspective, you know, and experiences within the business. And then another area, you know, which is huge is communication. So from a leadership standpoint, transparency is great, and that's what's needed because if you're not saying anything, your team knows something different is going on. Either you're getting more business, you're getting less business, there's more transactions to be done, more parts to make, or there's not enough. And if they don't have the information, they're going to make up a story, and their story is going to be so blown out of proportion that you're going to have to claw back and claw back. So, you know, be upfront and be, you know, transparent, like I said. And then I think you'll get, you know, the team together with you. And then just again, really listen to what coworkers, team members all have to say. So those were the points that I really wanted to bring forward today.
Karen, thanks ever so much. I really love the way you just clearly and concisely just summarized like those just principles really of effective organizations. Really appreciate that. Just a message out as well to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. And Karen, I just wanted to say a big thank you as well personally for your service in PIRA, which for those of you that are outside of California, that's the name that we give essentially to the chapters in California, underneath the kind of SHRM, as it were. And Karen, I really appreciate that. Karen, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely. Yeah, appreciate the invitation and working with you on this, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Karen. And I'll see you soon.
Okay,
Bye for
bye-bye.
now.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.